the Destroy Lonely Falloff rollout has officially picked up speed. It just seems like after he dropped the Vliska kill, which did have a lot of mixed reception, bro has just been making the wrong moves damn near ever since then. There's a lot of reasons to not like Lone, and I feel like none of them were really that bad, but they all just started like adding up. This is the only rapper I know that sits there and whines like a little girl on Tumblr, bro. He was basically crying about people talking trash about if Vliska kill when it came out. Rule number one, you never ever as a rapper give attention to hate. Like, look at Trippie Redd, bro. That narrative's gonna keep going. I low-key feel like Lone is about to get that narrative that Trippie Redd has, where no matter what he draws, people are just gonna say it's trash, because bro does not know how to handle criticism and hate. And it seemed like he don't know if he want to make guitar music or that old Lone music. He has the old Lone music, which built him up and got him to having a cult fan base, but that if Vliska kill guitar type music, songs like Fly Shit, that's what blew him up. So if I was an artist, I would damn near be confused too. So it's like, do I want to go back to my old style? Do I want to keep doing the shit that brought me here? You know what I'm saying?
Verbatim and damn near.
But Lone is not making it any better for himself, bro. He decided to go against one of the biggest creators in the game, Bruce Drop 'Em All. Now, I'm not really tapped in with Bruce Drop 'Em All, but low key, I know he's a huge streamer. And I know y'all see streamers like Platboy Max been putting on the underground. Bruce just recently did a stream with Osama Son, bro. Like, these guys are tapped in with the underground, and they can really get you a lot more fans. You get a lot more connections with brands, and you just get more exposure in general. So Bruce said on stream that Lone said that he would like to do a stream with him. And then Lone had this like big temper tantrum on Twitter. I never said I'd do a stream with you. I said I'd fuck with you, bro. Why are you posting pictures of my face?
Look, bro, Lone, you are a famous rapper, dickhead. Do you think niggas are just not gonna post pictures of your face ever, bro? It was a positive picture too. Like, you was smiling in that bitch and everything. So I don't know why you tweaking out now.
He's doing this because in his head, he perceives himself as like the lead singer of a rock band from the 90s. Where back then, where you could just get away with saying anything, and you could just be emotional, and you could like throw tantrums and get attention and shit, bro. That shit, that celebrity culture is over, bro. You're just gonna get flamed for being corny. One more thing before I dip, bro. So Lone's quote unquote new rollout, because again, he's trying to say it's not a rollout, but essentially he's been posting shit for his new album Love Lasts Forever, and he's been using the phrase Black America a lot, bro. Now, this is not really a criticism on my part, but I saw a comment that basically said that was corny and he was trying to bring politics into shit where it shouldn't be. And you know, I don't know how I feel about that, because on one hand, I don't really think it's political. I think that nigga just likes the word black. Like, deadass, I think that nigga just likes the word black. I don't really see what the problem is, bro. Even if he was trying to bring politics in it, nigga, you know how many artists fucking put politics in their song? You know how many celebrities speak on politics and they get praised for it, bro? Like, nigga, rap has started off as a genre to talk about struggles in the black community type shit. So I don't really see the problem with it, but do y'all think that's corny? Anyways, y'all know what it is. It's safe. I ain't censoring myself for no bitch. Let me know what anime y'all been watching, bro, and I'll see y'all in the next one.